Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Morena Latia, how's it going?
Morena, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, this morning for Viewmaster, the wonderful Jake Gyllenhaal has got some new TV out.
Yes, one of my favourite actors. I love Jake Gyllenhaal. I think he has such an incredible range as an actor.
Will he ever not be Donnie Darko, though?
I know, that was my favourite. I love when he gets really weird and, kind of disturbing. He's my favourite in those roles. But he's incredible, and he's great in this, the new Apple TV show, Presumed Innocent. It's been out for a little while, and it's been on my radar, and I've only now, just the other day, thought, I should check this out. I've heard good things about it. And I'm up to the last episode, so I actually don't know the ending, but I have been binging it for the past, day and a half. I've just been excited to get home from work so I can watch the show. It's really good. It's a really, really good detective kind of murder mystery crime drama. Jake plays a district attorney. He's like the kind of the district's prosecutor. He's incredible at his job, but then one of his colleagues, Carolyn, is found, quite brutally murdered. And I don't think this is giving too much away because it's in the first episode. And then he becomes the prime suspect in the case. And then his world starts to unravel, his family life, his internal world. But it really keeps you guessing because there's a lot of red herrings. There's a lot of, it does play into the tropes, I think, and the conventions of a detective drama. I think that kind of genre is great, but it can be very hard to pull off now because it almost feels like every trick in the book has kind of been done before. But I still think there's a formula to it that works for a reason. It keeps you hooked. It keeps you engrossed. It keeps you guessing, and it's very thrilling. Each episode ends on kind of a cliffhanger, and the next episode picks up kind of immediately after. So it's not a slow burn. It's very fast-paced, very well acted. It's got a great cast. Highly recommend if you're into a really good, if you're missing a kind of a detective drama in your life, or you want to try something different, if TV's been a bit kind of slow and ho-hum for you, this is a really good one to pick up.
It's based on a novel of the same name that came out in the 80s, and there was also a 90s film starring Harrison Ford.
I haven't seen that, but when I was looking it up, I did realise there is a film with Harrison Ford, which I heard is also quite good. I haven't seen it. I don't know. Yeah, I can't say how much this sort of detracts from or is similar to that, but from what I can kind of glean from what I've sniffed out online is that the Apple TV show does take a slightly different direction. I think the cast are really incredible in this one. I love when Jake is sweaty, rage-filled, desperate, impulsive, kind of similar to how he was in the fantastic movie Prisoners. I love when he's just a desperate man clawing at something. Clawing for justice is I think his a great role for him to play.
Does he have to go on the run in this?
No, he's not on the run. He's on bail to his home, which is very generous given you're accused of murder. But he is running from, I think, a lot of demons internally. So, yeah, it's the thing with Apple, though, I find, is they have these incredible shows, great productions, great cast, and the marketing, don't know what happens to it. It's like they're definitely not short of money, but they're just not well marketed. It's something kind of a recurring issue, and it almost is like their shows kind of get the hype through kind of fans and word of mouth, which is great, but I'm like, I wish I put a bit more energy and effort into their marketing, because this one is definitely like a primetime drama that kind of slipped under the radar. It's also by the kind of showrunner of it is David E. Kelly, who did Big Little Lies, so it's got that flavour to it, narratively and visually, which I really like as well. It's got, it's kind of like an adult drama. It can be a bit kind of dramatic, but it doesn't lean into being too soapy or anything like that.
So have you pretty much knocked this out in a week?
I would say maybe 2.5 days, but I'm on the last
yes,
episode.
Yes, that's so good.
The reveal is about to happen. And I come home and then I'm like, say hi to my flatmates, and I kind of just go into my room and play.
Yes.
I'm like, sorry, gotta watch my little show.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like basically 8 hours and 2.5 days. That's great. Yes.
Yes, thank you for calculating that. Yeah. If I meant to be doing replying to anyone or doing other work, I will get onto that.
Yes.
But I need to finish my show.
Well, I think that just says in itself that this is obviously great TV.
Mm-hmm. It's good TV. It's like a good like detective. It's a good crime drama. I love a slow burn. Like I love a true detective style, but this is a different pace and it really works well. And yeah, I think it has great appeal and people should watch it. It's on Apple TV, possibly Disney Plus, because I think those two are interconnected, so you will need a subscription. Mm-hmm. But if you've been like toying with whether you should get an Apple subscription, there are great TV shows and films on there, so maybe this will
get it for a month,
be the one. Or you can do like a trial or something, like a 2-week trial, so just bang it out in 14 days and don't pay.
Nice.
Choose your adventure. Yeah.
Okay, Presumed Innocent, starring Jake Gyllenhaal on Apple TV. Hey, Letty, another strong recommendation. We've had a couple strong recommendations the last couple of weeks, so
yes,
I will. I'll definitely check this one out. All right, mate, you have a wonderful weekend.
Cool. You too. See you next week.
Bye.
View Master, only on 95 BFM.